glance back at 30 years, into the future. Here are a few more moments that can only be described as uniquely WNEW-FM.
This is Mayor Ed Koch, and on behalf of the D.J. Martell Foundation for Cancer and Leukemia Research, I'd like to welcome you to the first WNEW-FM New York fireworks. So from both sides of the Hudson, we hope you enjoyed tonight's pyrotechnic spectacular. And as mayor of New York City, I now say, let the fireworks begin.
We are about to play the 2 millionth rock and roll record ever played on WNEW-FM. First, let's listen to the notes. Ladies and gentlemen, name that tune.
God gave rock and roll to you.
God gave rock and roll to you. Argent on WNEW-FM, our 2 millionth record.
Ago today
that Led Zeppelin 4 was released. What a record. And on it was Stairway to Heaven. And little did anybody know back then, on November 8, 1971, that, I don't know, 500, 600, 700 maniacs would gather in Grand Central Station 20 years later.
Station has been around as long as WNEW-FM, it develops a history. You've heard a lot of our history on this program. It also develops an up-close and personal relationship with its audience and with the performing community. When Bob Dylan needed a host for his 30th anniversary celebration, he called WNEW-FM.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Muni from WNEW-FM. Thank you. Columbia Records presents a tribute to Bob Dylan. What a great night. This will be an event of a lifetime. Trust me.
Hello and welcome to the 30th anniversary tribute concert for Bob Dylan. We anticipate an extraordinary evening of music with performers like Eric Clapton, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, George Harrison, Neil Young, and many more great musicians. I'm your host, Dan Meir, for what promises to be an historic event. Yesterday, I was privileged to be at a small rehearsal studio where Dylan, Clapton, Neil Young, Tom Petty, George Harrison, and Roger McGuinn were all singing and playing together and obviously enjoying themselves. And now live to the stage of the Bob Dylan 30th anniversary tribute concert.
Surviving Beatles got together to record again. Paul McCartney called WNEW-FM.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Pat.
How are you?
I'm very good, and how are you?
Fine, we got hands across the water here.
Irie.
Now, let me get this straight. First of all, you're the cute one, right?
No, I'm the sharp, witty one.
You've recorded the song with the demo of John Lennon's, right? The Free as a Bird. How did that...
Yeah.
Is that going to come out ever?
Yeah, that's coming out later this year. And it's really cool. I mean, I normally don't kind of show off about tracks before they're released. But in this case, we really had such a great time making it. It's the other three Beatles with John. And it's a really cool record. George plays some beautiful guitar. We do some real nice harmonies. And so much so, Ringo was sitting in the control room. He said, it sounds like the bloody Beatles. The other thing is, actually, this year, this February, just gone now, 95, we actually got together in the studio again, and we've done another one.
You've done another one?
Yeah, so we've got two tracks now, and they're really two cool little tracks. I think you're going to like them.
These are brand new recordings that you did with George and Ringo.
Absolutely, brand new, this last year and this year. And my engineer was saying, look, we were saying goodbye to everyone after this one. We said, well, look, we did the first one last February, did this one this February. He said, I'll see you next February. He said, and if we work for 12 years, we might have an album.
We would like to have that happen.
Really, when you think of it, it's the impossible. No one can make a Beatle record. It's because John's not with us, you know. We can't make a Beatle record. But one way or another, we pulled it off.
it.
It seems that the 90s have been a decade of reunions. Not only the Beatles, but also Simon and Garfunkel, the Eagles, the Who, and recently Fleetwood Mac. In fact, there was even a reunion right here at WNEW-FM.
Woo! Woo! Wow. Hello, Dennis Helsis.
Hello, Scott Muni.
Hello, Pete Fornatel.
Hey, Scotso.
And hello, Dave Herman.
Hey, what's happening, Fats?
Everybody together?
All together again. It's the Dave Herman Rock and Roll Morning Show from 6 to 10. Pete Fornatel, middays from 10 to 1. Scott Muni, early afternoons from 1 to 4. Pat St. John, an afternoon drive from 4 to 7. Dennis Helsis in the evening from 7 to 10. Carol Miller, late nights from 10 to 1. It's classic jocks and classic rock on 102.7 WNEW-FM, New York.
Well, that just about concludes our four-hour journey through the 30 years of WNEW-FM. So, on behalf of the entire air staff,
Dave Herman,
Marty Martinez,
Karen Stewart,
Pete Fornatel,
Pat St. John,
Dennis Elsis,
Carol Miller,
Dano,
Ken Daschak,
Jim Monahan,
Harris Allen,
Cindy Mankowski,
Richard Neer,
Vince Gelson,
and this is Tony Pig. And we all just want to thank you for making the 30 years of WNEW-FM possible.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass, there's a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along.
This is Scott Penny with a final word about the 30 years of WNEW-FM. Through all those years, through mayors Lindsay, Beam, Koch, Dinkins, and Giuliani, through governors Rockefeller, Wilson, Kerry, Cuomo, and Pataki, through presidents Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, and Clinton, WNEW-FM has been there. We've been together through every major rock and roll event of the last three decades. It's been fun tonight savoring the memories of the past. They will always be with us. But now it's time to get on with the business of the present and the future. As always, we invite you to join us for the exciting journey into the 21st century. Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. This is the station that made the rock classics classic. 1027 WNEW-FM, New York.
The 30 years of WNEW-FM was conceived, written, and produced by Sal DeLeo, Dennis Elsis, and Pete Fornatel. Executive producer Mark Chernoff. Special thanks to Tom Couch, the entire staff of WNEW-FM, past, present, and future, and all of you for listening to the place where classic rock lives, 1027 WNEW-FM, New York.